Hi there, welcome to the first podcast of the new season as we welcome back Clan Chat for the new season. The players are here, the new coach is here, and even producer Stuart is getting over his Love Island hangover by getting us ready for the new campaign. That's right, ice hockey is back, and this weekend we get to see Zach Fitzgerald's team for the first time when they take on German visitors EHC Freiburg, who will be led by a familiar face. Former coach Pete Russell is back in town for this one, but the bottom line is the men in purple will do their stuff before the season starts properly next week. We'll get the inside track on the training camp as we talk to Craig Moore, one of the new faces, as he tells us about his clan experience so far. In the year where we celebrate Matt Haywood and his time with the club, we catch up with one former player who was recently back in town for the first event of Matt's testimonial year, the Q&A, which was held in Renfrew. I'm delighted to say we'll hear from Sam Zajac. And of course, the main man himself, Zach Fitzgerald, on the build-up to the big games this weekend, and what it'll be like coming up against Russell after playing as his captain last year. I'm Craig Anderson, and this is Clan Chat. We're only a matter of days before we get to see the Clan Class of 2019-20 for the first time, and the excitement is certainly building around the club for what promises to be a great season. Before we speak to our first guest on this week's Clan Chat, let's tell you all about Freiburg. Well, the city of Freiburg can be found in the southwest of Germany, in the Baden-Württemberg state, and is situated in the heart of the major Baden wine-growing region, serving as the primary tourist entry point to the scenic beauty of the Black Forest. Meteorologically, it's the sunniest and warmest city in Germany, and has a population of just under 230,000, and straddles the Dreisam River at the foot of the Schlossberg. Freiburg is twinned with places such as Suwon in South Korea, Innsbruck in Austria, and Guildford, Surrey, home of the Flames, of course. Notable people from the city include German Football World Cup winning coach Joachim Löw and Danny Heatley, the former Atlanta Thrashers and Ottawa Senators winger, the winner of two World Championship and one Olympic gold medal, whose brother Mark played in the Elite League for Manchester Storm in 2015-16. As for the team, Freiburg returned to Scotland after a visit last year when they played Dundee Stars over a weekend in early September, losing 5-1 in the first game against Omar Pasha's men before recovering to take a 3-2 win the night after. It didn't bode well for them as they struggled in DEL2, with coach Leo Sulak leaving them in December, and he was replaced by his assistant Jan Melichak for the remainder of the campaign. Melichak couldn't improve their fortunes as Freiburg toiled all the way to the relegation playoffs, although they did preserve their DEL2 status. They finished 13th in the 14-team league and went the distance against Degendorf, beating them in a 7-game series to stay up and relegating their opponents. Prior to the weekend in Scotland, they've played 3 pre-season games under their new coach, a chap called Russell, winning 2 out of 3, the last of which a 4-0 shutout win over French side Strasbourg earlier this week, and now they want to take victory over Glasgow Clan. Well, Freiburg have been together for a good 3 weeks or so. The Glasgow Clan players got together themselves earlier this week and have been working hard in their training camp at Auchenharvey to get themselves ready for the weekend. One of the new players is Craig Moore, the former Dundee, Cardiff and Fife Flyers defenceman. He's been put through his paces by the new coach, enjoying getting to know his new teammates as well. I got the insight into what's been happening this week around the team, but I started by asking Craig how it felt to get back into an ice hockey routine again.
Yeah, it's wicked. Things kind of really kicked off yesterday, and then today got out there for first skate with the boys, and yeah, it's just all around nice to be kind of back at it and back into routine and the swing of things.
Has it been a bit of a shock to the system, your really intense training in the build-up to the first game?
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter how much you do in the summer, nothing kind of relates, just like, you know, to skating. So to kind of really get back out there and get a good skate, obviously it's nice, it's fun, it's easy with the guys being loud. But yeah, a bit of a shock to the system. I think there's going to be quite a few tired guys tonight.
So what have you been doing the last few days then, as you get yourselves up to that kind of match sharpness? What kind of things has Fitzy been taking you through?
Well, it's not really on that, but one of the biggest things is just this weekend, guys getting together and just kind of enjoying time with each other, really, and getting to know each other. That's always nice. It's key, you know, when guys are, I don't know, friendly with each other and get along well, it makes a big difference over the course of a season. So just kind of hanging out with the guys, getting to know each other has been great. And then this week, obviously, back on the ice and things. So like today, kind of skin around, nothing crazy, but just getting the legs back under guys and really starting to gel on the ice. But it's been really, really good.
We saw the pictures at the weekend there, the induction day with the players and their families and everything. What was it like getting to meet a lot of the guys, certainly for the first time?
Yeah, it's wicked. Like I said, it goes a long way in a season to have a great group of guys. And of course, like, along with that comes wives, children, girlfriends a lot. And if everyone gets on, it just makes everything so much sweeter for the season. But yeah, we went out for a team meal, kids, wives, everyone, and it's just great. Like, you know, you guys, you hear stories from all across the world, different leagues, things like that. And it's just, yeah, all around just great to kind of get to meet guys and really get to know them.
Is there any truth in the rumour that Fitzy paid the bill?
No problem.
Now, tell us about the locker room right now, the guys that are in there. You're getting to know them that little bit more every day. Who's impressed you? Who stood out from what you've seen so far?
Well, it's kind of tough. Like I said, it's really great guys. I think it's always crazy. You always have opinions on guys when you play against them and stuff. And I don't want to like single guys out, but there's guys you play against and you think, you know, oh my God, this guy. But when you get to know guys off the ice, it's just so different. You realize, like, you know, obviously on the ice, guys have that kind of persona, but away from the rink, guys are great. And yeah, like I said, I can't really single anyone out, but it's, yeah, there's a bunch of great guys in there, and I'm excited to see how the season goes with it.
Now, we all know how great a guy Fitzy is off the ice, probably one of the friendliest people you'll ever meet, and I'm sure you'll agree with me on that. So what's he like as a coach in these early days?
Yeah, wicked. I mean, taking the time, obviously, on the weekend, like, you could see he made his rounds with the guys and, you know, didn't skip anyone. He sat down, was speaking to every guy, and just taking that time to really get to know guys and just speak about how he thinks he sees things and kind of what the sort of coach he's going to be. And but yeah, like you said, all around off the ice, he's been a great guy. And then obviously today on the ice, just seems like he really gets it. Kind of said that to you before. He's obviously fresh out of playing and he understands what it's like coming back. And yeah, I think he just understands what it takes. And yeah, I think he's going to be a great coach.
And the body feeling it a little bit just now as well?
Yeah, little sore, little tired, but yeah, a couple naps this week, I think, for sure.
Now, I'm curious, we see in a lot of different sports, football in particular, whenever there's a new player comes in, he's got to perform an initiation, whether that's sing a song in front of the guys, no matter how good or bad they are at singing, do I don't know, tell a joke or something like that. Have you had to endure something like that yet as a new guy?
Thankfully not yet, but pre-warning, if I get made to sing, it's not pretty, so yeah, hopefully not, but by all means, I haven't had it yet. Who knows? I guess it's only a couple of days in. Time will tell.
There we go. Any clan players listening? Craig, your man. So let's look ahead to the weekend, and Freiburg are obviously coming to town, the DEL2 side, now coached by Pete Russell, of course. What sort of test are you expecting from them this weekend?
I think you got to go into it just with the mindset of, you know, every game at the end of the day, preseason or not, you want to win. I think it's huge kind of getting a couple of wins under your belt as a team. I think we all know just how good the leagues are around Europe, but we all know how good the Elite League is now. And I think it'll be a great test. And obviously, like, I think there's a bit more to this with the, you know, the old coach, new coach kind of thing. I think it's going to be great, and hopefully the rink is as loud as ever, as it is. And yeah, I think it'll be a great matchup.
It must be a little bit bittersweet for you. You were one of the early signings, of course, and Pete was the man that brought you to the club. So the fact you don't get the chance to play under him, that must be a little bit unusual for you.
Yeah, obviously, like, it was a bit of a shock when it happened. But at the end of the day, like, you know, I understand he signed stuff, but sometimes opportunities come up, and obviously it was an opportunity he felt he had to take. So, but it'll be nice, obviously, to get to play against them and yeah, hopefully get a win. And yeah,
and of course the Purple Army are absolutely excited beyond words that the hockey's finally coming back. Is it the same for the players as well? You can't wait to get on the ice and get into things again?
I think so. I think obviously the first week is tough, like you said, getting back, but it's all worth it when it comes to the weekend. And you know, for a lot of guys here, returning and others, it's great to get the jersey back on and really, really get going and just see how we are as a team. And I have no doubt we're going to be successful. And yeah, I think everyone's really excited for the weekend coming.
Other than match sharpness, what do you hope to get out of the two games this weekend?
I think a lot of it's finding chemistry with guys, just seeing how, you know, we work as a team. Obviously, like, systematically, like, it's good to get things going and really build on that. But I think for the most part, guys just gelling and getting some chemistry going, and hopefully a couple of wins and boost the guys going into next week.
That was Craig Moore looking forward to making his Glasgow Clan debut against Freiburg this weekend. While I'm on the subject, tickets are still available for the two games this weekend. Just head along to the Clan website, clanihc.com, and get yours for what should be two great games. Face-off is at 7pm on Saturday and 4pm on Sunday. It's the start of what's going to be a memorable one for one player in particular, and as we know, Matt Haywood will celebrate his testimonial campaign with a game now set to take place on Tuesday, the 4th of February, 2020. There'll be a series of events throughout the course of the season, so some great things to look forward to. The first of which took place recently, as Matt was joined by Clan players past and present, Sam Zajac, Adam Walker, Barry McKenzie and Craig Peacock for a Q&A night, hosted by our friends at the David Lloyd Centre in Renfrew and emceed by that guy off Burniston, our very own Jerry McLaughlin. It was a great night and worth it to see Matt trying to physically describe Sir Chris Hoy as part of the Question of Sport segment. The night itself was a great success, of course, and ever one to enjoy a chat with a former player, I caught up with Sam Zajac a few days later to reflect on the night itself and his 3 years with the club. And as longer-serving fans will remember, Sammy was a popular figure with the Purple Army. Nowadays, he's taken up a player-coach role with new NIHL national side Leeds Chiefs, and we wish him all the best for that in the season ahead. But when I spoke to him, I asked him what it was like to be among Clan fans again at the recent Q&A night.
Yeah, it was great. I saw a lot of familiar faces. It was almost like we'd never been away. Had some great conversations. Me and my partner, Katie, had a really good time, and it's great to see Matt and Adam, obviously, who I played with in the past, and a lot of the fans too. So, yeah, it was great to be back, and I think it was just long overdue as well.
Of course, it kicks off the testimonial year for Matt Haywood. It would have brought back, I'm sure, a lot of pleasant memories from your time in Glasgow.
Yeah, it did. I still keep in touch with Matt on quite a regular basis. You know, we got on really well, and we still do. But it's a great honour for him, and well-deserved as well. He's been up there for so long, since the first day of the club, and it's great to see him getting honoured like this, and that's what you'd expect from a great team like Brayhead, well, Glasgow now, sorry, to honour an individual like that. It's really well done, and it was a great night. It was well emceed by Jerry, and everyone had a good time, and yeah, it was fantastic to see.
I know Matt was blown away by the amount of people that came out for it. The fact it was sold out, I think, speaks volumes, and the love there is for Matt as well. Were you quite blown away by it as well, seeing so many people in that room?
Yeah, you know, I probably should have expected this, because Clan fans always turn out in numbers like that to support one of their own. But I mean, the week leading up to it, we were getting texts. We had a little WhatsApp group going, and it was like 100 tickets sold, 150 sold, and it was almost like starting to get a little bit nervous. Yeah, it's going to be a sellout. But yeah, it was great to see, and I think it was really well put on, and there was some good little fun events, and it was great to get the fans involved at the end with the Question of Sport kind of thing as well.
Speaking of which, as I was saying that to you before we started recording, I think it was worth it to see Matt acting out the clues in the Question of Sport round as well. That certainly went down
that
quite well.
That was a bit nice. Yeah, it did. It was really well done. I think Jenny, Matt's wife, needs a lot of praise as well, because I think she kind of helped pull it all together as well, alongside some of the sponsors. But yeah, it was a good fun night, and I'm sure you'll not live that one down for a while.
Now, you spent 3 years at the team under different coaches. Do you have one particular highlight of your time with what was Brayhead Clan?
I think it would probably have to be when we made the Final Four playoff weekend. It might be my last game for the club, actually. Mm. And obviously, it didn't go the way we wanted to, but it was great, because the club had been building towards that for 4 or 5 years, and it was something that the players always wanted to kind of achieve, get to that weekend, because, as I said before, the fans turn up in numbers and they buy the tickets and travel down there every year. So to be down there and give them something to kind of to watch and give us something to play for is a really good highlight.
And I think some people would agree. You talk about it being your last game. I think the last game was the playoff with Fife, the third place game. A 7-6 win, as I recall.
I don't quite remember that one. That one doesn't live long in the memory, to be honest.
I think a lot of people don't remember that one. I think that's largely down to the hangovers, I think, the following morning. But, as you say, a great experience nonetheless, and you ran Sheffield close in the semi-final.
Yeah, I think we lost by one. I remember, actually, I think it was Frankie got kicked out in the first couple of shifts. It was like a crazy first couple of shifts, and it got a little bit feisty. I can't remember who their tough guy was, but I remember Frankie going off and kissing the badge in front of the Sheffield fans and stuff. But I think it meant we went down to 4D, so it was like, oh, we're playing a lot now all of a sudden. So it was great that, you know, got to play such a big part in the game. And unfortunately, as I say, we didn't quite get the right result, but a lot of fond memories from that season, and I've definitely from that weekend too.
And of course, a great variety of players you would have played with, great personalities in that locker room. Who were the guys that stood out for you at that time?
Oh, there's probably too many to mention. I mean, you've got Galby, who was just a mercurial talent. Don't know how he did it, to be honest, but he managed to put on a show every night. And Kosanovic, Goldie, who had so much skill. Obviously, Drew Miller coming over for a short time had a big impact. Guys like Steve Burnsall, who was super skilled. And all great guys as well, and they all kind of bought into the culture over here and bought into the ethos in the city. And yeah, there's too many to mention. I mean, you had great Brits too, like Farmer and Tully and obviously Matt. But yeah, there's probably too many to mention, to be honest. I'll be forgetting someone.
Now, it's been 5 years since you left the club. Since then, you've been playing in the NIHL. But have you been able to come back and see a game at all since you left?
I haven't. I've spoke to Gareth on a few occasions, and I've always meant to come up, but with me working and obviously playing most weekends, it's just never kind of happened. But I'm hoping that I know me and Gareth had kind of mentioned that I might be able to get up at some point this season to see how fit he works and see kind of how they run things up there. So I'm going to try and take him up on that if possible.
Good. But what have you made of the club since you left? There's been a lot of changes, obviously. None, of course, in coaching terms, but the name change as well. Watching as a former player, what have you made of the progress of the club in the time since you left?
It's great to see, to be honest. I think the whole league's stepped up massively. I played 3 games last season and I was like, this is a lot quicker than I remember it. But yeah, the players do especially. I keep seeing there's one change right there. I keep trying to call them Brayhead. It's great to see that they've gone on from strength to strength, and they've built on the things that do work well, and they've been quick to maybe cut out the things that haven't worked so well for them. And obviously, still getting great crowds. I think, here's a little scoop for you. I was never the biggest fan of the old logo, so I think it's great to see a new logo on the show. I think it's a lot sweeter, and obviously that's probably split opinion, but I was never a huge fan of the old one. But yeah, it's great to see, and I think they've definitely got the right people in charge and the right people involved at all levels, and I can only see it going one way, and that's strength to strength.
Good. Now moving on, you're now the player coach at Leeds Chiefs, the new team that are coming to the NIHL National. That's a brand new league for anybody not aware of that. How are you finding that so far?
Yeah, it's great. It's been a crazy summer, to be honest. Started in kind of mid-May, and obviously we're a little bit behind the eight ball with recruitment. You know, a lot of guys are kind of already committed during last season for the coming season, so the first few weeks was a little bit of a stress when you just looked at the team sheet and it was just my name on there, but I think we've managed to get the right group of guys, the right kind of mix. I'm really happy with, you know, skill level we've managed to kind of sign up to. And I think it's obviously not ideal being on the road for the first 6 to 8 weeks there, but we're hoping that's going to kind of knit the group together, and a little bit of adversity there is going to, you know, take us a long way, and we're just really looking forward to getting started now.
You're talking about the long away run. You'll be used to that, obviously, from your time with Clan. And September's usually a no-go area for the club.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of know it's coming every year up in Glasgow, and it's never ideal, but as soon as you kind of get it out of the way, and if you manage to pick up a few points where maybe, you know, you maybe didn't think you would, and you can kind of come back on a positive foot in there, and it means we've got a lot of home games left to make up ground, so there's definitely positives with it. Obviously, it's not ideal, and it's not great for the fans not being able to see the team at home for the first 6-8 weeks, whatever it is. Yeah, but I mean, you've just got to, it is what it is, and you've kind of just got to take the positives and roll with it.
Now, you worked with 4 coaches in your time at the Clan: Drew Bannister, Jordan Kristanovic, Paul Gardner, and lastly Ryan Finnerty in his first year. I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you which one was the best coach, but what will you take from those guys? What would you have learned from those guys as you head into your own coaching career?
I mean, you probably couldn't get a more diverse group of guys, to be honest. I mean, some of them had totally different approaches, and obviously you do, the things that you think work really well kind of stick out, and you try and take that with you and carry it on. Guys like Banny was so thorough and well prepared, and you know, he was great at the kind of tactical aspects of the game, as well as obviously being a great player too. Because that's one thing that's obviously going to be in you is balance and the player and the coaching side. But then you've got guys like Gardner, who was maybe a little bit more old school, but he was a great communicator, and he was great at, you know, bringing morale up, because he came in at a tough time for the club and really kind of, I think we went on a 6 or 7 game win streak when he came in, and that was purely by, you know, lightening the room and kind of taking a load off a lot of the players who were struggling. But yeah, I mean, everyone's got the little bits and pieces that work really well for them, and I think you've just got to kind of recognise that and try and pick up the best bits where you can.
And finally, like Zach Fitzgerald, you're a first-year coach. Have you got any advice for him?
we spoke briefly about it, so I did. I know he's really looking forward to it, and he's going to be a guy that players love to play for. He's so passionate, and he left it all out on the ice when he did play, so I think he's going to translate really well to coaching to him. And yeah, he's definitely going to be showing his passion on the bench there, and I think he'll... It looks like he's put a team together which are going to maybe, you know, get the fans out of their seats.
Sam Zajac there, looking back on his time with Brayhead Clan, as it was, of course. Just one interview to go, and we turn our attention back to this weekend's doubleheader with Freiburg, and it's only right we get to hear from the coach as he prepares to make his debut on the bench after he took over from Pete Russell earlier in the summer. Zach Fitzgerald has been a busy man this week, so when I tell you I didn't get the chance to talk to him until late on at night after a hectic day earlier this week, it gives you an idea of just how packed his schedule has been. Nevertheless, he was good enough to give us his time to look ahead to the weekend and give his thoughts from what he's seen of his team so far in the build-up. So I started by asking him just how well preparations have gone.
Well, I got to say I'm thoroughly impressed with the guys, to be honest. You know, they've all come in really, really good shape with great attitudes. They've come to work every single day. I'm quite impressed with all the new gear and, you know, new sticks and jet lag and, you know, all the little things that would normally bother people. I think the guys have handled it really well, and practices have gone really good. For the most part, I'm just getting them, you know, moving, getting their legs under them, getting sweated out a bit, you know, get that hockey conditioning back. There's really no other way to do it other than getting on the ice. You could run 30 miles a day and, you know, you'd still feel kind of cruddy on the ice. You know, it's just a one-of-a-kind workout. So trying to get that back, you know, the practice habits back, you know, get good habits going, not really overloading the, you know, systems and things like that. I'll by the weekend there'll be at least some framework for them to, you know, base their play off of, but at this particular time I'm not gonna, you know, judge any, you know, miscommunication or mistakes or anything. I just want them to play hockey, you know, get back to it and get moving.
What's it like being on the other side of it now, being the coach? You're the man who organises the systems, that gets the practice already, and then obviously the camp this week as well. What's it like doing that side of things?
It's been a lot of fun, actually, to be honest with you. You know, I think we spoke before, and, you know, every single day has been more and more exciting. You know, now the fact that we're on the ice and, you know, I'm explaining drills and, you know, pushing these guys, and, you know, I think I've always kind of had that position as far as a player and just pushing guys too. But for me now, being on their side and preparing and, you know, putting the practices together the right way, you know, trying to get things done correctly and, you know, get the good habits back, is fun. You know, it's a whole nother element of preparation, but I'm really enjoying it. I think I've learned a lot in my career and, you know, learned a lot from some really good coaches, and, you know, it's kind of made my job easier. You know, I've been on the other side, and I kind of know what to expect, I guess, beginning of the year. And so I think essentially it's just all really come together quite well, and I couldn't be more pleased.
So tell us about the work you put into a training camp and how you get that ready. What is it you do for that?
Well, I think it's just a matter of you know, building the week right. You know, like I mentioned before, right now I'm getting these guys sweating, getting their legs moving. So, you know, it's a lot of flow stuff, you know, getting used to that puck and the passes and, you know, like I said, new equipment and stuff. So sometimes that can hinder practices, you know, passes are blowing up and all that. But we haven't had that yet. I'm quite impressed, to be honest with you, with the fellas. They're so well prepared. And, you know, for me, it's a day-by-day thing. You know, I like to you know, get the boys moving. We're working a little bit harder early in the week. You know, we'll go over some more system type stuff, as I mentioned before, but just framework, really, just something to think about, not too much, but, you know, we'll practice a little bit of power play. Just not too much stuff to start. You know, I think it's just a matter of getting that energy up, getting them excited, you know, bring it down a little bit more towards the end of the week so they can keep their energy a bit, get them flying around, you know, do a pregame skate before the game Saturday. Once again, get them moving around. It'll be the first time in the arena for some of the guys on Saturday for their pregame skate. So, you know, I really want them to be full of energy, excited about coming to the rink, excited about the weekend. And so building it day by day, I think, is important. You know, you got a certain way you want to do things. Not going to give away all my secrets, but no, it's been a lot of fun doing it so that I think, you know, the guys are the most focused and ready that they can be for the weekend.
So how well have the new guys in particular, how well have they integrated into the squad and the families as well, to extend that a bit further?
Yeah, I think it's great. We got a great group of guys, great core guys that were here returning last year, and it makes it easier for the new guys that, you know, haven't quite experienced it over here. You know, some guys have come overseas for the very first time. It can be quite a shock, and, you know, especially driving around the other side of the road. But, you know, it's a good laugh about that stuff. Like I mentioned, the guys, they help. We had a good weekend last week, and we got most of the guys in, and, you know, meeting families and, you know, partners and, you know, getting all the staff in there with the guys too. We're one big family up here. So as far as that goes, I think, you know, the guys are doing well. It's tough with the jet lag for sure for the first few days. They're all usually pretty tired, but, you know, I've experienced that before, so I like to think that I know how to kind of handle it. And I think they've bought in to what I'm doing here. I think they've bought into what the clan culture is, and we just keep going from there.
So now we're finally talking about the Freiburg game coming up this Saturday and Sunday. How keen are you to see the work you're putting in this week bear fruit on the ice on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, of course it'll be great to see the guys. You know, I've got some lines that we're going to start out with. If I need to make some adjustments, I will. I think it's a perfect time for that, you know, even to just test some things out, get a couple looks, different looks at, you know, lines and D pairings and, you know, even power play stuff, you know, take that into consideration and adjust accordingly and, you know, find the best line combinations that I can. You know, there's everybody's a certain piece to this puzzle, and it's the funnest part about putting together a team. You know, everybody brings something a little different. And I've seen a majority of these guys play. Some of them I've only ever seen on video. Some of them I played against. So now it's just a matter of finding that combination, you know, finding those certain lines that work well together and complement each other. And, you know, that's kind of my goal this weekend, is to find those combinations. And, you know, it'll be fun for the guys too to just play with each other and, you know, get those legs moving, get back into hockey shape like I mentioned before, and, you know, just start having fun again. That's my biggest thing, is have fun this weekend, and I think it's going to be an exciting time for the guys. You know, all the fans are going to be loving being back in the arena, and we can't wait to get playing in front of them.
Now, you got to know him quite well last year, of course. Pete Russell is now the coach at Freiburg. How much fun is it going to be coming up against them?
Oh, we couldn't ask for a better start, could we? No, I love it. I think it's great. We're right out the gate. You know, it's a good test. It's a good league over there. It's about doing the little things right and finding that certain way you want to play. And, you know, for these guys to get back into it, it's just a matter of not overthinking, playing some hockey, you know, maybe get some boys scoring and getting used to that, and, you know, get our goalie used to the pucks again. And it's just you know, it's about playing for me. And, you know, obviously the playing against Pete is a great start. I think it'll be fun to look at him across the bench and, you know, we'll see how that goes, right?
So what do you hope to learn from your team this weekend as you anticipate the two games and, again, the work you've put in this week?
Well, I think, you know, I know what to expect from the returning guys. I have my expectations for them. For the new guys, it's going to be, a look at, you know, how they're going and who they're going to be with. And I got some, like I mentioned, some good line combinations, and just a matter of seeing it all come together now. It's, you know, we can look at it on paper, and we can look at resumes, and we can look at stats and all that, but we've got a lot of guys that have proven themselves in this league, some guys that have never been to the league, and, you know, they're going to get an idea of what it's like and what it's like to play in our arena. And, you know, it couldn't be a better atmosphere, really, for Glasgow up here. We're lucky to have loud, passionate fans. So I'm excited for those guys to experience that for the first time. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. I don't have any expectations. Obviously, we're all competitive and we want to win. But at the end of the day, it's about getting ready for, what's to come. And it's just a nice look at these guys. I'm glad we have a minimal amount of preseason games. I think it limits injuries and, you know, overplaying games. We played a lot of games last year, so this shorter preseason is preferable.
And that was the head coach, Zach Fitzgerald, who we'll hear a lot from over the course of the season, no doubt. Clan Chat can be found via iTunes and on Spotify, so subscribe to get the only podcast that brings you the exclusive interviews from Glasgow Clan. Well, we've made it to the end of the first edition of Clan Chat for the new season, and another reminder that tickets for the two games against Freiburg are still available, so go and get on clanihc.com and get those tickets now. To keep up to date with the news and latest goings on with Glasgow Clan, like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. We'll be back next week to get some reaction to the weekend's games against Freiburg and look ahead to the Dundee Stars Challenge Cup doubleheader, which will officially signal the start of the new season. We can't wait. Massive thanks to our guests this week, Craig Moore, Sam Zajac and the coach Zach Fitzgerald for their time. So that's it. Thanks for listening. On behalf of myself, Craig Anderson and producer Stuart Priest, we'll be back next week for the next edition of Clan Chat.